Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It is time to reopen America. We have a very special guest today. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. And Holly, our special guest, is Alfie Oakes. He is with Oakes Farm in Florida, one of the largest independently owned agribusiness operations in South Florida. Also has a store called Seed to Table, and he has a message for all business owners and, frankly, everyone in America to reopen America. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Alfie.
Thank you for having me. We've been working hard from even the beginning of this thing, as far back, you know, as even before this time last year, at getting the truth out. Our business is an amazing. The Seed to Table store in Naples. We employ over 600 people just at that store, and we've never, you know, required any employees or customers to wear masks. And we came up against the BLM group early on, and we've just taken a stance for liberty. And we see a lot of what's going on wrong in the world right now, and a lot of people have been silenced. This cancel culture thing is crazy right now. You know, worse than I could ever imagine. I always say if someone went into a coma last year and woke up, they wouldn't recognize the country. But we feel blessed. We're in this great state of Florida where our governor has done just an amazing job standing up for the Constitution and our liberties. And we are in one of the most, I have to tell all of our employees, every customer that comes in every day, we have literally 8,000 to 10,000 people a day coming through the store. And they say that this is the first place that they've been that feels normal. These people that have come, coming from New York and Chicago and all these California, all these lockdown places.
Yeah, you call it the happiest place in the universe, don't you, because of that? And people are driving miles and miles from other states to come and visit you because of the freedom that you are sharing. Now, today's March 1st, and you've started this movement called Bold Business Owners for Liberty. Tell us about that and how you can encourage other business owners to join.
So, we've had several thousand business owners jump on board from around the country. We've even had some people call from other countries that got the message. What we're seeing here, overall in the whole company, I have about 3,200 employees, and not one person has died. Very, very few people have got sick. And all the way from back in last year, none of us were really wearing masks. We were all eating healthy, breathing freely. And what I see when you really look and break down these numbers, and NBC wanted to call me a COVID denier. I'm not denying that there's a virus. I'm just denying that these shutdowns and lockdowns and masks are not doing anything, to change the outcome of, the people that die. And these numbers that they're coming up with are clearly, when you look at the reality, fictitious. So I'm just asking people to have common sense. And our country was founded. We had to go against Britain and, we had to stand up for what was right. And sometimes civil disobedience is necessary. And this is one of those times. This is times where the good, righteous, moral people in this world stand up. And we know that we have all that is right and we have God on our side, and we just need to be bold. And that's why I created the, Bold Business Owners for Liberty. And we're gaining a lot of traction and we're getting a lot of truth out. They keep shutting us down. They took me off of every social media platform. They keep taking all of the videos off of YouTube and anywhere else we put them because they do not like the truth shining on them.
When you speak the truth, they come after you.
They are deceit. And yeah.
Speaking of speaking the truth, tell us about a particular instance you had with an airline attendant when you were in your store talking about what you're telling us regarding the truth. What happened with that particular airline attendant?
Yeah, so we were actually filming. We had some folks come in from Texas, and they were filming at this particular time. This woman come in, as very often happens. Honestly, I kid you not, at least 100 people a day come in thanking me, and I thank them for supporting us. But this woman came in, and she had tears in her eyes, and she gave me this big hug, and she said, "Thank you." She said, "You saved my life." And I said, "Well, how did I save your life?" And she said, "I was up in Chicago, and I was so depressed, and I really felt like I'd never been in this situation in my life where I felt just so down and depressed. And I come to Naples and I come into your store, and it's the first time in a year that she's felt normal." And she came every single day for like three times a day. And she was getting ready to actually have to head back, but she wasn't able to run into me until close to the last day. And she was just telling me how it just saved her life, was her exact words. And I said, "Well, would you mind going on the camera and telling everyone the story?" And her face just melted immediately. She was so sad. And she said, "Oh, I couldn't do that." She says, "I work for an American Airlines." And I said, "Well, that's not a problem. You're not going to make a political statement. You're just saying that you like to shop without a mask on." She says, "Oh no, that's a political statement." And I'm like, you know, when did common sense start to be a political statement? That's really scary.
Because American Airlines would likely see that, and somebody she's concerned about would take punishable action against her. I mean, that's the amazing thing. You know, when we look at, and this thing is not a right or left issue. I just saw somebody that was actually interviewed by Tucker Carlson, somebody who is on the opposite side of virtually everything that Tucker would stand for. And she has indicated that we are moving into what she calls stage 10 of 10, if regards to a totalitarian state with respect to these COVID lockdowns and these restrictions, killing businesses, and it's getting worse in some places. Now, in Florida, we're very fortunate, but some people who are listening to this program are in states all over the country where they still have very serious lockdowns. Businesses, mom and pop businesses, businesses that have been in the family for many, many years, are gone, never to return again. Others are struggling, and then they don't know from day to day whether the governor is going to issue an executive order that you can have a thumbs up or thumbs down on your livelihood, on your ability to even exist. So what you are doing, in addition, you're obviously a very successful business owner, an agribusiness, aquaponics you have a farming of aquaponics for shrimp and tilapia and all kinds of amazing things with all of your organic, amazing business. But you are wanting to encourage people and businesses all over America to open up. And today, March 1st, begins that day. Open up and experience freedom once again.
Businesses that support the Constitution. That's what we really appreciate.
Yeah, we need to be bold here. I was born poor. I've lived the American dream. And I always say, you've maybe heard me say it, there's only one American dream. You've never heard of the Nicaraguan dream or the Canadian dream. It's the American dream. And that's why I feel I want to put myself out there. And I want everyone to freedom@oaksfarms.com is Oaks is with the E, OAKES, freedom@oaksfarms.com. If anyone wants to send us emails, if we have attorneys that might want to do pro bono work for these different businesses in different states. Because I've had, like I said, we've had from every single state, we've had businesses that are opening, and we just want to make sure that they know that they have our support.
So your email for people who want to contact and maybe get more information, attorneys who want to help, business owners who want to participate in this Reopen America, the Bold Business Owners for Liberty, is freedom@oaksfarm, all one word, .com. Oaks is OAKES, OAKES. And our special guest is Alfie Oaks with Oaks Farms and also Seed to Table and many other aspects of business. But he is encouraging everyone across America to experience freedom once again. Obviously, you have to take your own precautions. He's not saying that. But on the other hand, open up. Stop the restrictions. Stop these incredibly burdensome, unconstitutional lockdowns. Thank you for joining us, Alfie, and we look forward to seeing what happens with this movement across America. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Experience freedom once again. That's the message to take away. Freedom once again in America. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.